Yes, it is Free Talk Live, the live radio call-in program where you can take control of the airwaves and talk about, well, whatever you want. Our toll-free number is 855-450-3733 or 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. And you can give us a call, bring up anything you want. We have stuff to talk about tonight. With you in the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me, it's...
Mushmouth Mike.
Now, is it Mushmouth or Mushmouth?
Depends on what part of the country you're from.
Tomato, tomato? Is it one of those things?
Mush.
All right.
Obikabe.
Well, I wanted to say, before we do anything tonight, I just wanted to say, Flurgen, Blurgen, Durgen, Sturgen, Nurgen, Fergen. So...
I don't know what you're talking about.
I know, most people don't. I just wanted to get that out there before we you know, really kick off the program here. I do want to, something that's been on my mind. I've titled the show tonight, Americans Are Revolting.
Let's get it on.
Now, you could take that in a number of ways. You could take that as in, I think Americans are revolting. As in, like, you know.
Like want to vomit type,
like,
thing?
Yeah, or like, you know, they're disgusting. They revolt me, right? Like, that's not what I mean. What I mean is, I specifically, when I sit in, well, we'll call it the captain's chair, and pilot this program, I've been recently focusing on people who are defying the government. Basically, these mandates, these lockdowns and that kind of a thing. You know, wearing the masks, they're keeping their business open. You know, they're otherwise telling the government to F off and doing what they should be doing, which is, you know, keeping their families alive, running their businesses as usual, all that kind of a thing. And so it seems that there might be an increase in the amount of revolting that people are doing. And so I have an article about that from Reason that I've brought with me today.
Yeah, people are getting more uncomfortable, so it would make sense that they'd be revolting a little more.
Right. And also, the longer these lockdowns continue to happen, the more people realize that their businesses are just effed. Right. You know, they went through the first ones and they survived that. And then the second wave of lockdowns, and, you know, maybe they were lucky enough to open for a while, pay off some bills or whatever, but they're not making any money. And more folks are realizing that their small businesses are basically doomed unless they open. So as people get closer to that, hey, I got nothing left to lose bit, they're going to revolt a little more.
Isn't that nice when the government allows them to feed themselves?
Yeah, that whole bit about the government allowing them really bothers me, because there should be no allow. You should just allow yourself to open your business. And if people choose to come to your business, regardless of whatever's going on in the environment and society, they should be able to choose that. It should be their choice. Do they want to risk anything coming to your business? That's their choice. Do you want to risk opening your business? That's your choice. The businesses that wish to remain open should remain open. Those who wish to close should close, and the government should have nothing to say about it.
Truth.
Additionally, I'm a big fan of the InnocenceProject.org. I recommended on last night's program that if anybody was out there, you know, maybe looking to send their charity dollars for the holiday to somewhere different, that they consider donating to the Innocence Project. They do great work over there. And in fact, I have an article here. 7 people are home for the holidays for the first time in decades, thanks to the Innocence Project. And there's some ways that you can send them some holiday cheer, because they haven't experienced non-prison freedom in decades.
That's got to be a good feeling to know that somebody did something to help another human get out of a cage.
Right. And there could be a lot more of that. The Innocence Project is understaffed and underfunded. They could be doing a lot more good work. They don't pay us at all for any of this advertisement. It's just an organization that I see producing results, and so therefore I'm a fan. Also, too, from the Free Thought Project. Now, we talk about this sometimes here on Free Talk Live. The federal courts themselves have said things like, yeah, you know, it's freedom of speech to, like, flip off a cop, give him the bird, right, the middle finger, that kind of a thing.
And they find that offensive.
They do, but, like, you know, somebody's going to be, you know, they're going to get riled up. They're going to flip off a cop. A cop's going to be like, oh, I'm going to arrest you for that. And then they do.
If you're lucky, that's all you get.
They get prosecuted, and then the person takes them to court. And then they go to the court, and they go, well, yeah, the Supreme Court already ruled on this, and it's totally fine for him to have flipped you off and, you know, that kind of a thing. And so it happens again and again. The police will still arrest people for it, but it is legal to do. Apparently, a federal court has ruled that citizens are well within the law to tell a cop to F you as well. So apparently somebody has told a cop to F you. It has gone to court, and the U.S. District Court refused to throw out a civil lawsuit against an Arkansas police officer who arrested a man who yelled a curse word at the officer as he conducted a traffic stop on another citizen.
He hurts his feelings.
Yeah, so the cop pulled somebody over, and then this other guy yells out, you know, F you, and so then the cop arrests that guy.
So a guy with a gun pulls another guy over and is surprised when the man he pulls over with the gun tells him to F off, or says F you.
Yeah, it's amazing how simple some of this is when you break it down to its essence. That's exactly what it is a man with a gun has detained another man, and some other guy sees this going on. He's like, hey, F you. And then he gets, you know, his panties in a bunch and decides to throw him in a cage. So
that's another symptom of the problem of government that people ask for. Protect me from this, and we'll give you these people.
Yes, indeed it is. Also, from Vice.com, world's largest vaccine maker sues trial volunteer who alleged side effects. Why is this important, and why did I bring this in for show prep today? Well, because we know, at least listeners to Free Talk Live already know, that all of these vaccines for the COVID, whether it's from Pfizer or I can't remember the other companies, there's two or three other
companies. I'm going to get mine next week.
No, you're not.
Jab right in the arm.
Are you really?
Yep, one on each side. I'm going to line all my kids up and take them with me, too.
I feel like you're being facetious.
Maybe
here.
Even the dog. Two dogs.
This is important because those vaccine manufacturers have been given immunity from prosecution by the federal government at the federal level. That means if you do go and get one of these coronaviruses that are not very well tested and also sped, I think this might be the fastest I've ever seen a vaccine come to market.
I think this just shows how stupid people are that they would allow something that has been developed so very quickly to put that into your body. You have no idea what this thing is going to do to you.
So you can't sue them if you do get the shot and you have some adverse effects.
Right.
But apparently if you partake in their trial, they can sure as heck sue you.
Yeah, you probably signed some sort of non-disclosure or no
NDA.
Something. Yeah.
So we could talk about that. And then also a man who couldn't be here today, Richie Rich, has submitted this. A 12-year-old DJ gets busted for hosting an underground rave in Catholic school bathroom. Boots and pants and boots and pants and boots and pants and boots and pants. That's right. So we could talk about all that, plus your calls and your thoughts here on Free Talk Live. We have a couple calls holding. We'll get to you momentarily. Of course, our toll-free number is 855-450-3733 or 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. So I just want to circle back to the Americans are revolting.
So we hear.
Because before I even get into this article, the title of today's show, Americans Are Revolting, is sort of a dichotomy. It's two different meanings, right? So, yes, I do mean Americans are revolting in the way that this article lays it out, that Americans are in full revolt against pandemic lockdowns. I don't know if they're in full revolt against the pandemic lockdowns.
Nope.
I know I find them to be an affront to our freedom, but I also think that Americans are revolting if they're not in full revolt against these pandemic lockdowns. I find their wussiness, their sheepishness to be revolting in many ways, shapes, and forms. So 855-450-3733 is our toll-free number. We've got all of that plus your calls. This is Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the program, everyone. It is Free Talk Live, the live call-in radio talk show where you can take control of the airwaves, talk about anything you'd like. You can talk about stuff we're talking about. You can talk about stuff we've talked about in the past. It's all up to you. Our toll-free number, 855-450-3733 or 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
Mushmouth Mike.
And if you aren't familiar with Mushmouth Mike, get ready, because he's a treat. I'm glad he's here tonight.
Oh.
So we have a lot of things to talk about, including how revolting Americans are, or how are Americans revolting. But first, let's go to some of your calls and thoughts. Let's start with Dominic in Kentucky. Dominic, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, Captain. Hi, Mike.
Hey, Dominic.
Have you had experience before with being kicked or refused service at a supermarket or somewhere because you weren't wearing a mask?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Sure you have. Okay. What happened exactly?
You want to go first?
When it happened to you?
Yeah, so I went into, it was actually, somebody was visiting here, a gentleman that's a friend of the show, and after the show, we decided we were going to go out to the local bar for a beer, and he and I went to the bar, we walked in, there was some sort of bouncer-ish type person wearing a mask. We walked directly into the bar. There was nobody at the door or anything, but we walked into the bar. We were kind of standing in the middle of the place. I took a look around. Everybody was sat down, and nobody was wearing a mask. We were the only ones standing, but we were without a mask, and this bouncer-type dude wearing a mask came up to us and was like, "Hey, do you guys have a mask?" I'm like, "No, we're just here to sit down and have a beer. I see there's an open table over there. We're just headed that way." And he goes, "Well, you have to wear a mask to be in here." And I said, "Are you kidding me?" And he said, "No, I'm not kidding you." And I'm like, I took a look around at everybody, and I'm like, you know, everybody else here isn't wearing one. Well, they're sitting down. And, you know, me and the other gentleman, we were like, okay, let's just get out of here before, you know, we cause too big of a scene. It was a pretty busy night. It was like a Saturday night or something like that. So, you know, they were busy. I had never seen this person at this particular bar before. So I think that maybe they hired him to be the COVID bouncer or the mask bouncer. We ended up leaving, and I have not been back to that particular place. I have boycotted them with my dollars.
Good.
So I've been listening to you guys for about 2 months now, and earlier this year, I was religious about following the COVID rules, and now I'm just disobeying.
What changed?
I had my first experience on Saturday night with being asked to leave or refuse service, and it was at the Kroger liquor store here in Kentucky.
Okay.
And I just said, he showed me a box of masks, and he was like, "Oh, can you put this on?" I go, "No, thanks." And he goes, "Oh, well, I've been told to refuse service to anyone because we can be shut down if we give you a mask or if you don't wear a mask." So I said, "Okay, well, I have an exemption. I mentioned that twice, and he told me to have a good night." So I said, "Okay, no problem. I'll take my business elsewhere." Didn't throw a fit, but I think from an activist point of view, I think I did a good job at keeping my cool.
So I'm curious.
I went to another local place, and they let me not wear a mask.
Excellent.
So. Nice.
They probably are going to do much more with your money than the other places. At least good.
Yeah. Kroger's doing well right now. So
I'm curious, Dominic, you said that you were pretty religious about following, you know, the mask mandates and the lockdown stuff, and then now you're not. What changed? What changed your mind? How come you're not doing it now? Like, you know, what did you see? Do you remember a time when you're like, "You know what? I'm not doing this anymore." What was that point?
Well, I've called in before. I don't know if you remember me. I was living in the UK earlier this year, and in April, just like my own mental health started to get really affected by it.
Yeah.
So I was talking to my parents, and I said, "You know, your mental health is really important. If you need to see a friend, you need to see a friend." And then I noticed other people weren't obeying. Fast forward to after the election, the moment Joe Biden said, "It's your patriotic duty to wear a mask," I thought, "Well, I'm not patriotic, so screw that. I'm not wearing a mask."
He just wants to, it's better for him to wear one. That way he's less identifiable as he's groping little children.
Indeed. Indeed. All right. Well, thank you for the call tonight, Dominic. We do appreciate it. I'm glad that you've sort of come around to the non-masky ways, because I think, in my opinion, the fact that human beings are being looked down upon for just breathing normally, otherwise,
how dare you?
Otherwise healthy human beings walking around breathing normal air, somehow is now a crime.
Illegal.
And illegal. Like, that to me is just a horrible, horrible place to be at this point in space and time. So
I'm not there.
Let's continue on. Let's go to Billy in Tennessee. Billy, you are on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys.
Hey, Bill.
Howdy.
This is going to sound like a really strange call, but I want to share my experience.
Oh, let's hear it.
With the coronavirus, and I'm not making any of this up. I would have no reason to.
As long as it's a good story.
Came from it. Back in, I guess it was February, I found a underground chat room, actually by mistake, and it was a group of domestic terrorists, and they were talking about how they were uniting to spread. They didn't actually say coronavirus. They called it the powder.
Okay.
And at that time, they were uniting to go to Mardi Gras, spring break. They were going to local DMVs. They were sending the powder through the mail to Republican politicians or people who surround, like maybe their neighbor or people that or in contact with the politicians.
Okay, for what goal?
Specifically targeting certain areas of the country or certain people. Actually, Tom Selleck was one of the people that they were trying to target. Thankfully, they weren't able to get him.
Magnum P.I., yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
I guess they didn't like his commercials.
So then what?
Well, I reported it to the authorities, the Bureau. And then I personally started being under attack.
Okay.
And then this is where it gets really crazy. I had a fake FedEx van pull up to my mailbox and drop off it wasn't a package, it was a coupon. And thankfully I happened to be outside, and I know that FedEx cannot drop off something in your mailbox, so that was strange.
Yep.
I walked outside to the street when they came back by, and when he saw me, he punched the accelerator and was gone immediately.
Hey, Billy, hold that thought. Can you stay over? We gotta take a little breather here, so hold on the line. We'll get back to you in just a minute. 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live. We've got more coming up.
Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. Go there now, click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you'll find a cornucopia of information, neatly organized for your needs. If you're a knowledgeable crypto user, check out news.bitcoin.com, where you can get the latest headlines. Bitcoin.com is your source for buying cryptocurrency, getting a wallet app, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news, all on a slick and easy-to-use website, all put together by the best minds in the business to teach you about cryptocurrency. Bitcoin.com.
Welcome back to the program, everybody. It is Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number is 855-450-3733 or 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. We'll get back to your calls and thoughts in just a moment. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass, and joining me, it's...
Bushmouth Mike.
And I wanted to tell you about Bitcoin.com. Because Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. You can go there and click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you will find a cornucopia of information neatly organized by your needs. There is no longer an excuse for ignorance of this important, world-changing information. If you are a knowledgeable crypto user, check out news.bitcoin.com, where you can get the latest headlines and all of the news that's relevant to you. Bitcoin.com is your source for buying cryptocurrency, getting a wallet app, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news, all on a slick and easy-to-use website. Visit bitcoin.com.
And get your bitcoins. Bitcoin. Yes.
Check out of the statist currency and, you know, as much as you possibly can. So in the previous segment, we were talking to Billy from Tennessee. He was telling us a story that of him where he had discovered a chat room of domestic terrorists. He had, I believe, turned them into the Bureau. And then he started having mysterious things happen to him, including a FedEx truck pull up and deliver him a thing. Billy, continue your story, please.
Okay, so I was, I waited a couple of days to check the mailbox, and I did not touch the coupon. All I did was open the mailbox, transfer it straight into a trash bag. Immediately, I threw up, soiled my pants, and got so dizzy that I just about passed out and was sick for 2 or 3 days.
Jeez.
And then this is going to sound crazy, I know, but this is true. A stealth helicopter was directly above my house. Within a couple of weeks later, a series of drones.
How'd you know it was a stealth helicopter?
Man, it was like a freaking out of this world. It was 30 yards above the house. You couldn't hear it. It was dark gray, like gunmetal gray.
You couldn't hear it, but you could see it. Did it have any identifiable markings?
Nope. No.
Okay, then what happened?
My car got broken into. Nothing was taken out, but I looked down and there was this bright, shiny half dollar. I haven't seen a half dollar in 10 years. I didn't touch it. I still have it. And I wound up just fumigating the whole car and getting it out of there. I'm sure it had the powder on it. It's what they're using to make people sick. I mean, it's something like anthrax.
So you believe
and
that...
In this chat room, All of these people were taking the hydroxychloroquine and zinc. They were stockpiling and taking it themselves. I want to make that clear to people.
Okay. So you believe that whoever is responsible for the coronavirus is spreading it in some sort of a powder form?
That's exactly what they call it, the powder.
Okay, so you found yourself having these... odd experiences, a helicopter above your house, strange packages being delivered. You got sick yourself. What happened after that? Did you move? Are you still in the same place? Are you still under attack? What's going on now?
I destroyed my phone. I've been on a burner phone. Do not check the mail. I'm always on alert. I thought about moving. I haven't. After I destroyed my phone and just stopped going into that chat room, Things have calmed down. But there was a drone within the last month.
You could get a van and live
but
in
no,
it.
No further attacks.
That'd be a harder target to hit. They'd never know where you were.
Well, we do appreciate you sharing your story today, Billy. I wish you the best of luck. If you have any updates on that, feel free to, call us back on another episode of Free Talk Live. Moving right along, let's go to Boyd in Missouri. Boyd, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What's on your mind?
I was wondering how you feel about the I don't know if you've heard about it, but the Polymer 80, they got shut down.
I heard that they got raided in some way, shape, or form, and that the feds are apparently alleging that they were selling firearms, even though, to my knowledge, what they were doing is selling parts for build-your-own firearms kits. Is that your understanding?
Yes. I was wondering how you feel about, like, how the ATF, they'll say one thing, and they'll say that things are completely fine and legal, and then seemingly overnight they change their minds about...
They have the guns. That's why they can do that. They have the guns. They make up the rules as they go along.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I'm 48 years old now, and I keep seeing this happen over and over and over again, where for whatever reason, whatever thing that was legal before is not legal now, and overnight the government creates criminals out of otherwise peaceful human beings. How do I feel about it? I feel that it is BS. I feel that it is a horrible thing to do to people. I feel that it is a bunch of control freaks trying to manipulate people because they can't, because they have the power. They're power hungry. They want to control other people's. They want to bend them to their will. And they do have all the guns, unfortunately. I know that the American citizenry is filled with guns, but the military, the police, those types of organizations, they have far more guns than the rest of us.
How about that?
Yeah, my running theory is that they have a dartboard full of stuff that they throw darts at, and they just throw that, and that's how they decide what to get rid of.
Especially the ones that are liberty-leaning.
Yeah.
I also think that perhaps because they were unable to shut down things like the Ghost Gunner 3D-printed firearms plans, right, that you can get on the internet. They were unable to do anything about that because it's just information. It's not actual firearms, that they needed a new target. And so they were like, well, who's sort of, on the cusp, if you will, riding that fine line between legal and illegal? Who can we target? And they just happened to target the polymer guys. And it is a sad, sad story. Here's an otherwise legitimate company doing business voluntarily with people. They weren't breaking any laws in any way, shape, or form, to my knowledge. And all of a sudden, they find themselves raided. We see it again and again, and it sucks, dude.
All right, well, that's all I wanted to ask about.
All right, appreciate the call, Boyd. Have a good night. Let's move right along. Let's go to Todd in Michigan. Todd, you are on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Well, kind of fits into the last two callers. I mean, a year ago, I never would have been a conspiracy theorist. That's pretty level-headed. I hear something, do a little research, develop my own opinion, which is, I think, illegal now. But I've been in food service my entire life, and I recently had to move. I had to take care of my daughters, and the area was at collapse. Now I'm in Michigan, and we all know how every restaurant is struggling.
Right.
Unless it belongs to a corporation. It's like being a delivery driver. I try and set myself between businesses that are normally busy, and then I get a lot of time to just sit around and wait. And I'll get, like, a delivery to, let's just say, Taco Bell. I get there, that order's coming up just as I show up.
Hey, Todd, can you hold on for just a minute? Todd, we'll bring you right back. 855-450-3733 is our number if you'd like to join us. We've got more Free Talk Live and more of Todd's call coming up. Yes, it is Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the program, everybody. Our toll-free number is 855-450-3733 or 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. In the studio tonight, it's...
Bushmouth Mike.
And I am your host, the Reverend Captain Kickass. You've heard us talk about Divi here on Free Talk Live. And maybe you have wanted to set up one of their easy-to-deploy masternodes or stake Divi so that you can begin earning Divi right now. Well, Ian says setting up a Divi masternode was super easy and staking was even easier. We're not investment advisors here on Free Talk Live, but we do think that you will be impressed with your earning potential with Divvy as compared to traditional investment vehicles. Go to DivvyProject.org and get started. You can buy Divvy at several exchanges or directly from the Divvy team. If you need help, there's a link to their Telegram channel right on the front page at DivvyProject.org. That's D-I-V-I Project.org. All right, let's go back to Todd in Michigan. Todd, you were beginning to talk about the food service industry and how it, you know, this whole the lockdowns and the coronavirus stuff is affecting that. Can you, you know, recap and continue?
Yeah, well, if you run a restaurant these days and you don't do delivery, you're out of business. It's just the reality of the situation.
Right.
But as I said, these food delivery companies, which are all blue leaning, I know I've been involved with them, and you get all these messages about how much money they donated to BLM or whatever like that, which I don't care. I'm going to work.
For our listeners who don't know, you're saying Democrat leaning when you say blue leaning, right?
Yes.
Okay.
But it's like I said, I do a delivery to a corporate restaurant. Everything's nice and smooth. And then I'll go to some mom-and-pop diner, which might be a block away from where I've been parked. And they're like, we've been waiting for a driver for 45 minutes.
Wow.
It's like these delivery companies are kind of aiding in putting the mom-and-pops out of operation.
Oh, you think they're prioritizing the larger food service establishments over the mom-and-pops?
Well, there's no doubt about
it. Of course they are.
I've been sitting here and the other thing is, when you look at our Democrat budgets, or Democrat-written budgets, they have huge subsidies to keep farmers from growing things.
Okay.
The Democrats have taken control of our food supply. They're like, if you want to eat, you got to stay home now. And that's kind of scary, because I also do work with food banks, and they're struggling, because if people aren't working, they're not donating to food banks.
Yeah, I did read an article recently. I think food bank in Florida got some press because they've run out. Like, it's not.
I didn't hear that.
The food bank in Florida had run out of food to give away to people.
Oh, yes. I'm one who donated an immense fortune to Iowa food banks.
Mm-hmm.
And now me and my daughters, we're sitting up here as refugees in Michigan, and there ain't nothing for us. I think there's three food banks in the whole city, and nobody's buying food. They're all living off food stamps and food boxes, and those things are running out.
How's the local?
One party which has complete control over our food supply.
How does the local farming situation look? Can you buy some stuff local?
Locally, about the only thing that's grown here is potatoes.
That's a start.
This is more manufacturing around here. When I lived in Iowa, though, they grew just about everything. And it's like major supplier of pork to China and all this, and we get all these food awards there. But yeah, it's like I'm watching food get more expensive and harder to get.
Well, right.
Time.
And part of that, part of the reason it's getting more expensive, of course, is because the Federal Reserve continues to print money. They just announced recently that they're going to do QE infinity. They have some new name for it. It's not quantitative easing anymore. It's quantitative something, or they've got some new word. I don't remember off the top of my head what it is.
That money from Scrooge McDuck's bank.
No money.
Yeah, all they're going to do is just continue to print more money because there's nothing they can do to stop the devaluation of the dollar. We're seeing inflation.
I know nobody's paying taxes.
Well, we're seeing an increase in the number of dollars put into the system, and that, of course, makes every dollar that you and everybody listening has in their bank or in their wallet worth even less almost on a daily basis. So this is a function of the way the government operates. They have a monopoly over the state-based currency. The only currency that you can get away from the state, of course, is cryptocurrency, because it didn't ask permission. If government had their way, government would shut down cryptocurrency tomorrow, but they can't because, well, it didn't ask for permission, and it exists in defiance of their permission. So,
yeah, I listen to your commercials on that. Like I say, you have a lot of time to sit here and listen to things.
Indeed.
Well, if you need some,
if you need some food,
food supply, and without food, they got us. Doesn't matter how many guns you've got if there's nothing to eat. And it's like, this is why I'm doing a job I don't like. I have to feed my daughters. Nobody's going to jump in and help us.
Right.
And I'm really starting to struggle. I deliver food. I mean, there was some nice looking food on my other car seat here, and I can't eat that. It ain't mine.
Right. Well, thanks for the call today, Ty. We do appreciate it. I do sympathize. I wish you the best of luck, and thank you for taking responsibility for yourself and for feeding your family, unlike some people who can only go, why am I not being helped, right? You have ability, you have skill, and you've put that to use for yourself, and more people should do the same, in my opinion.
Good luck.
Indeed. Let's circle back to this article from Reason. What did you miss?
Yeah.
Nothing.
Todd's helping himself, or are you talking to me directly?
I was talking to Todd.
Okay.
Yeah. Because he said, hey, I'm doing what I have to do to, you know, put food in my daughter's belly, you know, take care of his family, that kind of a thing. And it's not everybody who will do that. Some folks, you know, they go on the dole, or they're on the welfare, or, you know, that kind of a thing. They exist only on the food stamps and that kind of stuff, or they run some sort of game to keep them on the food stamps.
Well, what I heard him say is there doesn't appear to be any local farms out there, you know, like just potatoes.
Yeah,
tell them to migrate over to New Hampshire. There's plenty of local farms here.
That is true.
Yeah, it definitely happens. So move somewhere where you can eat. You know, don't wait for those food stamps and things like that, or food banks. Those are all government subsidized, which are going to fail. And the things they do offer you, they're only going to be cheap, nasty foods that are not going to help you help physically.
Yeah, I am old enough to have had government cheese. This was a large block. I believe it came in like a 5-pound block.
Cheese.
It kind of resembled Velveeta, except it was not nearly as good. Now, if you think Velveeta is horrible, that's fine. I'm telling you that the government cheese was at least 3 steps down from Velveeta. I also remember having powdered milk. So it was the same, like a box would show up. I was very poor at times.
That sounds great.
A box of powdered milk. You added water to it, so it was, you know, I discovered later in life that if you had powdered milk around, it actually makes pretty good non-dairy creamer in your coffee. But that's about the only thing it's good for. Like, I used to have to pour that on my cereal, you know, like, it's just water with some white powder in it that's flavorless, and you pour that on your cereal, it's like, might as well just eat the cereal dry at that point. But I can assure you that government-provided food sucks. That's really my point.
It's not going to be good for you. Not long-term. It's not in their best interest to keep you healthy.
No, it is not. All right, so Americans are in full revolt against pandemic lockdowns. This from Reason.com. Individually and in organized groups, people are pushing back against lockdown orders. Echoing New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio warned city residents this week to prepare for a, quote, full shutdown, unquote, as part of ongoing efforts to slow the spread of COVID-19. The two elected officials better not hold their breath waiting for compliance. Evidence from around the country shows that many Americans are thoroughly sick of impoverishing, socially isolating lockdown orders, and are revolting against the often hypocritical politicians who issue them. To which I say, woohoo! About freaking time.
Yeah, it's a good start. They still have their mask on in the picture, though. So I don't know how much they're planning on revolting. And they're outside.
Perhaps their faces are revolting.
I can't. I rode through New York City one time on a bus. And that was enough for me.
Yeah,
why anybody would want. There were so many cops of like 200 blocks. There had to be cops or like entire gangs of cops. On like every other corner, every other block. Anybody would want to live there. No, just flee that thing.
The governor said in a New York Times interview over the weekend that we should prepare for the possibility of a full shutdown. I agree with that, Mayor de Blasio told interviewers on December 14th. We need to recognize that may be coming, and we've got to get ready for that now because we cannot let this virus keep growing.
I doubt he's inconvenienced by it. Less people on the street for his limousine to make it through.
855-450-3733. Will you be revolting against the mayoral and governor lockdowns? More Free Talk Live coming up.
Moose is the German Shepherd, now 11, and he's been an amazing dog. moose is so active and so alert and hasn't had any kind of health problems at all. He has a beautiful coat, and at 11, he'll still run and chase the ball. He has been on Dynavite since he's a puppy.
Dynavite for life.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
DINOVITE.com.
We tell anybody that has a dog, if there was something that you could do right from the beginning so that you don't have expensive veterinary bills, why would you not do it? Get the Dynavite.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dynavite from DINOVITE.com.
Free Talk Live.
Yes, welcome back to Free Talk Live, everybody. It is the Sunday night edition. Our toll-free number is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. You can give us a call, talk about whatever's on your mind, talk about stuff we've been talking about. It's all up to you. It's called Free Talk Live for a reason. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
Mushmouth Mike.
And we were talking about this article from Reason.com and how the American people are possibly revolting now because of they're really just sick of all these lockdowns that these governors are putting upon everybody without, you know, any consent at all from anybody. They're just doing this via executive order, much less trying to even fake, you know, any kind of a vote or anything like that. So
they don't have to.
And we'll talk more about that. But first, let's go to Patreg in New Mexico, who's calling. Patreg, you're on Free Talk Live.
Don't say my name. I got a question. First off, why does everybody ask you how you're doing? Because I know you're doing fine, or I can hear your voices.
I think it's a pleasantry.
Or does anybody really want the answer?
Hello, what's on your mind? You're on the Free Talk Live.
My mind is, where are these politicians all going to get their money from? I mean, my property taxes have gone up considerably.
Mm-hmm.
The people that are not paying the property taxes always vote for people who have property. But I work construction. I'm also a farmer. I've also been in the military and a teacher. But I see these kids, the buses still run, and they're delivering food to these children. And the children are throwing their lunches in the wastebasket, in the trash can. So, I've eaten a couple of them, believe it or not. And I can tell you it's like...
You've eaten a couple of children?
Huh?
You've eaten a couple of children?
I'd like to. A couple of them would seem like they'd be tasty roasted. No, I've eaten their lunches, and they're okay, but they're nothing great.
Wait. I mean, did you threaten them before you took their lunches?
I think he was talking about eating, throwing away children's lunches out of the garbage.
Right. I understand.
No. They give them to me because the children run out to the bus. The bus stops by their house. I'm working on their house construction. The children bring them in there, and they're going to throw them away. I said, well, what are you going to do with those? They go, throw them away.
That's part of your tax subsidy.
So, I own property, so I will give them to me. And they're okay. They're not a great lunch. I've eaten a couple of sandwiches and stuff and the fruit and stuff like that. But they're throwing a lot of their food away, and their parents, I don't know where they're getting the money from, but every house that I've worked in has a 55, 60-inch TV screen.
That's important.
Yeah, got to have priorities.
Everybody, all the people that are supposed to be impoverished that the government is giving a stimulus check to, they've all got a 55, 60-inch TV screen. They're all playing Xbox.
Well, the TV specifically is important to continue the brainwashing.
Well, we realize that. I just want to know where, like, I don't know, when is Nancy Pelosi going to get the COVID, or Schumer, or some powerful Democrat?
Well, you asked where they're going to get the money from, right?
Where are they going to get the money from? After
they're
all,
printing
the list is made out. I mean, I pay property tax, and they keep raising it every single year.
Yep.
It's because they can.
Just keep on raising it, and I'm going, if I go out of business and I can't work, where the heck am I going to get the money on to hang on to this piece of property that I got?
No, you won't.
So I can give to my children.
Yeah, well, see, the fact is you don't actually own your property.
Nope.
You just rent it from the government, because if you ever stop paying that tax, eventually they will. I mean, they'll send you.
Yeah, they'll sell it to their buddies.
That's right.
Just like your vehicle. If you don't pay your registration each year on your vehicle, and I have several vehicles, you can't use them, and the policeman's going to stop me, and he's going to pull it off the side of the road and have it towed.
I would find more people that think like you and get near them.
Well, I do try, but man, it gets harder and harder. I see a lot of fat pink haired girls from the colleges that just want to go out and protest and say Antifa's their way and Black Lives Matter's their way, and I don't know, I work with blacks and Native Americans and everybody that I work with, they're all working, and they all say, we don't feel that way. We don't want to change the Braves, or we don't want to change some sport team from Native Americans to somebody else.
Yeah, they changed the Redskins to the Washington football team. Yeah, yeah.
The blacks that I work with, they think Black Lives Matter is kind of a joke. I mean, because they work.
Well, it's a distraction.
Everybody's got their opinions about these organizations and that kind of a thing. It is really down to the individual to decide what is best for them and how to best manage their lives. Now, you bring up an interesting point with the taxation on your property. And again, that is just the rent that you have to pay to your masters for the privilege of having a title for property in your name. But again, if you refuse to pay them or fail to pay them because you're too poor or you're unemployed or you're disabled or whatever, they will eventually show up and take that property away from you, resell it to somebody else, and they themselves will profit from it. So thank you for the call tonight. I do appreciate it. You don't ever own property in this country. You don't. You never do. You're paying tax on your property, unless you can find somewhere. I think that there was a place somewhere in New Hampshire for a short period of time where there may not have been property tax, but I think that's done and over. I'm not 100% sure on that. But if you can find a place where there's no tax on property, buy some frickin' property there. But you're not likely to find that. And I dare anybody who's listening to find me somebody who has successfully stopped paying their property tax but didn't have their property confiscated. There's only a couple of ways that I'm aware of that might be possible, but it is certainly not the norm.
Not that I know of.
Norm. You know the guy from Cheers? Said at the end of the bar. Norm. All right, so circling back to this article from Reason, the mayor commented following Cuomo's ban on indoor dining at New York City restaurants that was issued a week after Staten Island residents cheered bar owner Daniel Presti, who was arrested for defying pandemic restrictions. We covered that story here on Free Talk Live. Days later, Presti ran his car into a sheriff's deputy who sought to re-arrest him for continuing to serve patrons. Both of the deputy's legs were broken in the incident. While Presti's level of resistance against lockdowns may be too extreme, he's not alone in his opposition. From coast to coast, businesses and individuals are ignoring restrictive rules that threaten their livelihoods, stifle social contact, and threaten to strangle the necessary interactions of everyday life. Quote, another shutdown just isn't an option for us, the Seven Sirens Brewing Company of Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, announced last week on its Facebook page. We and thousands of other small businesses throughout the country simply will not survive. I mean, of course you won't. The government is telling you, you're not allowed. You're not, what's the word? Essential. Right. Now, I don't know who gets to decide what human beings are more essential than other human beings. But as far as I can tell, you're essential to your family. You're essential to your friends. Your business is essential to your livelihood. And anybody who tells you you're not essential is a frickin' liar. and they're full of it. And you need to confront them when they tell you that. You need to not take their crap is what you need to do.
Unload all this bad programming that you've had for years that tells you that the state, the government, well, you know, whatever you want to call it, goons, think that they have some right to tell you what you can do with your life.
They don't.
Now you're starving for it. Things are getting hard. You can't breathe as much. They tell you when and where you can't shop. I mean, this is what people have been asking for. Give me some security. And now here it is. So,
yeah, they've got you feeding on the string of hope that one day they might allow you to open back up in the way that you did prior to the lockdowns, prior to March
string.
Of this year, when indeed I firmly believe they have no intention. And in fact, their stranglehold on you and your businesses will only increase. We've got more Free Talk Live coming up, 8:50. Welcome back to the show, to the program known as Free Talk Live, the live call-in radio talk show where you can take control of the airwaves, talk about anything you'd like. Our toll-free number is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. In the studio tonight, it's me, the captain.
And Mushmouth Mike.
And we have been talking about this article from Reason claiming that Americans are in full revolt against pandemic lockdowns. I thoroughly disagree with this article. I think that some Americans are in full revolt, but most of them are not. Most of them I find docile and compliant to the situation.
And still pretty comfortable.
Yeah, land of the comfortable.
Land of the not so free.
Land of the fee, home of the slave, as I like to say.
Sounds like a good song.
Yeah. But also land of the comfortable, right? People will not stand up for themselves until they are uncomfortable, generally speaking.
Well, if you start standing up before you get uncomfortable, maybe it might be a little easier when things do begin to get uncomfortable.
Agreed.
That makes sense?
Agreed. It does to me. I know what you're getting at.
We started the migration to somewhere more liberty-leaning in 2011.
Yeah.
So, like, I wouldn't want to be trying to, you know, just go berserk now and think, oh, well, I need to get somewhere more liberty-leaning now, when all this is happening.
Yeah. I keep thinking, you know, it's been a little over a year and a half since I moved here, and I keep thinking I made it out of the West Coast in the nick of time.
That was a good prediction.
Yeah. I tried to do it earlier than that and failed. I had to, you know, sort of go back and reestablish myself and that kind of thing. I got into an accident with the vehicle I was driving. I had all of my earthly belongings in a trailer behind me, and I hit some black ice just outside of Spokane, Washington, rolled the truck several times, broke the axle on the trailer containing all my stuff. The barn doors of the trailer flew open and scattered a whole bunch of my earthly belongings all over the shoulder of the freeway. So it was an interesting experience, but like a phoenix, I rose from the ashes.
You still made it.
And I made it out here several years later, a year or so before this lockdown thing started going on with the COVID, and I am so glad to not be there because I was living in the Seattle, Washington area, and that place now, I mean, you might as well just be a prisoner in your own apartment.
Yeah, for those people listening that don't know, there's been an idea to get liberty-loving people to move to New Hampshire for many years now. And, you know, it takes all different types. Some of us do different things. But generally, there's a lot of people that have decided to move here that just want to live and let live.
Indeed. And there's a lot of reasons to do so. And you can find out all about that at 101reasonsfilm, I believe, .com.
Is it .com?
Yeah, 101reasonsfilm.com. There's the Free State Project, which is probably the most recognized name as far as one of the ways of, you know, migration. But there's other people here that are, you know, maybe they heard about it through that, or maybe they heard about it through Free Talk Live or some other means that aren't affiliated with that particular project, but they're still liberty-minded folks that are here and want to congregate together because they would like to at least bring freedom in our lifetime, if possible. So
yeah, they even put live free or die on the license plate.
Yeah, and it is rated the number one in civil liberties it's between New Hampshire and I think Florida, generally speaking, but mostly it's New Hampshire when it comes out. So we'll talk more about Americans revolting, but first let's go to Robert in South Carolina. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much for taking my call. I just wanted to let you know that there are many ways to avoid paying tax on your property.
Such as?
There's one quick way to do it to avoid paying tax and make a little bit of profit in the meantime. Like the wealthiest family in the world donated property for the United Nations building, for example. Well, that property at that time was worth about $8 million, but the property around it, which they happened to own, went up in value by $20 million. So they got a tax benefit of $8 million and made a profit of $20 million all in one shot. That'll pay for a little bit of tax. But
okay, but how can the common man do? What can the common man do?
Well, the Clifford Trust is one possibility. Another possibility might be...
Sorry, what's the Clifford Trust?
Or a charitable trust or something like that. In other words, what you do is you... Or you could even become a priest or start your own religious organization. But one way to do it is you let's say you do a charitable trust. What you do is you donate your property to an organization.
Well, I don't want to donate my property. I live in it.
Oh, well, you make an agreement with them in advance that you live there until the day you die, and then of course it stays with them. But in the meantime, you live there for free.
And what if I'm not done paying off my property?
You don't have to worry about it. You already donated it to them, and they'll let you live there for the rest of your life for free. You don't have to pay anybody anything.
Can I donate something that I owe money on?
Nope.
Yes, of course you can.
So if I have a mortgage on my house, let's say I own a $250,000 house, and I've only just started paying on it. I'm 10 payments into it. You're telling me that I can donate that to what? A charity?
Yes, of course.
And then what?
Well, they'll keep you'll have equity because you have to put some equity down to buy some for the most part. Now they could buy it even if you have very little equity in it, but they would do it for the equity. Sure.
Okay, so how common is this?
I can't tell you. I studied law in Germany, and I happen to know the statistics in Germany a little bit better. But I'm sure there are people who have thought of these kinds of things, plenty of them, I'm sure. Like I told you, the wealthy families know about all – they deal in these kinds of things. Like, a lot of people in America have made their money by real estate. Just look at the wealthiest families in America. In a lot of cases, they've made it by real estate. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, I agree. Real estate is a good investment. At least so it seems at this point in space and time. Did you have anything else tonight, Robert?
No, thank you. That's about it.
I appreciate the call.
Thank you.
I've looked into a lot of things surrounding property in real estate. I don't believe that you can donate a property that you don't own outright. If you can, then there's got to be some sort of agreement in place for you to continue paying that or something else.
The bigger thing is we should not even have to have that conversation.
Right. And why is that?
Because taxation is theft?
That's right. I know I didn't agree anywhere. I didn't sign anything that said, hey,
nope.
I'll pay income tax. I'll pay property. I mean, I probably did when I signed my mortgage or something like that. You know what I mean? But like, as a condition of existing, taxation should not exist because it is not voluntary.
I can't imagine anybody would agree to being robbed voluntarily.
It's as if they just pointed guns at you and said, give us half of your income. And you just went, okay.
Doesn't matter if you say okay or not.
Yeah. All right. So back to this article from Reason. We were talking about Presti's...
Kumo mask.
Yeah, Cuomo. We were talking about this guy, Presti, who kept his bar open in Staten Island. We actually covered that here on Free Talk Live.
When he ran a sheriff over, right?
Well, allegedly. Oh, okay. The officer broke both of his legs in that particular incident. But this goes on to talk about more ways that Americans are revolting against this stuff. We've got more Free Talk Live coming up.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bane Books at banebooks.com.
Welcome back to the program, everybody. It is Free Talk Live. The live Sunday night edition. Our toll-free number is 855-450-3733, so you can join us on the air, talk about whatever you like. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
Mushmouth Mike.
Andy.
And Andy has been joining us previously on Thursdays. He's going to sit in with us tonight as well, so we're welcome to have him. I don't think you and I have done a show together.
No, we had a nightcap together. Yeah. We met there, and then I met Mike at his fire.
Right,
and,
fire.
Yeah, here we are.
Good fire.
Yeah. Big fires here in New Hampshire.
I love it.
So we've been talking about this article from Reason.com and the many ways that Americans are revolting against these lockdown orders. Many readers side with businesses that may stay open in defiance of Pennsylvania's coronavirus shutdown orders, the Morning Call newspaper noted of the public response to such stories. The Reopen Minnesota Coalition similarly represents hundreds of businesses defying closure orders and raises money for legal defense against state enforcement actions. So there's like organizations, people are organizing. And, you know, doing things and trying to set themselves up for, you know, the things they'll need to get through this type of a fight. Because, in my opinion, it is going to require a fight. Everybody just wants to lay down and sort of hope that the government finally allows them to reopen their business.
It's not going
to
work that way.
No.
No.
I don't think it
is.
We
all know that.
In fact, I think that all this madness will continue as long as people put up with it. As long as you're okay with, you know, killing half of the small businesses, if not more, in the entire country and the world even.
Yeah.
Because it's not just unique to the United States of America where these lockdowns are happening and these businesses are dying. They're literally going out of business because of this stuff. And I don't see what's more dangerous about walking into a Walmart or driving through the McDonald's than it is to order takeout from Bill and Jane down the road or to walk into, you know, to get my haircut at a barber. What's more dangerous?
Or what about churches?
That
like,
too.
I'm not a very religious person. I don't spend much time in a church, but I get the idea that people go into these things to socialize. And some people do get some real positive benefit in their life from having this thing in their life. And so now they're allowing something as sacred as church not to happen.
Right.
But, you know, like you said, you can still go to Walmart.
We know why that is, though. We know why they're shutting down these places, because that's how the revolution started. They met in bars. They met in churches. They met in taverns. And they don't want us talking. You know, because if we get together and we make eye contact with one another, which we're lacking in society now, especially with the mask thing.
Yeah, that facial expression is such a huge part.
Before, when I would go out, you know, it was like, I'm such a kind, loving person, you know, and I do like people.
Sure.
You know, we're social creatures, and I see the potential for humanity, because I see it in myself now that I've come out of a dark place and I'm different. You know, I'm growing every day. I see the possibility that we have, that we have the capacity for so much better.
Yeah.
You know, and like, I used to enjoy going to the store and yucking it up with the cashier and like, just asking this young, how's your day going, you know? And now, when you go out with a mask on, like I always do, you know, you can just feel the the people staring through your soul as you're walking through that store.
If
you know?
You don't have one on, or
yeah,
you do?
If you don't have
oh,
one
yeah,
on.
Oh, yeah, you're one of them.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm
yeah.
like, I mean, if I was thinking about this like the last couple of days, it's like they literally made it a crime to breathe oxygen.
Yeah, we actually mentioned that in the previous hour of the show.
Oh, did you?
That, like, it's the most ridiculous thing that otherwise healthy people walking around breathing normally is now illegal.
And they literally made it a crime, more or less, to hug your mother.
Yeah.
My own mother is terrified of me. Like, I'm moving to North Carolina on Tuesday, and I'm going to try and go visit with, I'm going to go visit with them tomorrow night regardless.
Yeah.
But I've been like trying to negotiate with her. Like, I sent her a study, right? There was a study done in China, 10 million people, and they did not find one single case of asymptomatic spread. So that is a myth. That is a lie. Right. And then the word asymptomatic, all that means is healthy people.
Right.
Yeah. Healthy people.
Yeah, you show no symptoms, meaning you're healthy.
And it's like, I'm trying to say, I'm literally begging and pleading with my mother, for the love of God, please do not make me wear this mask. I even sent her like the picture of the box, the manufacturer's right. box for the mask. It says, this is not a respirator. This will not prevent you from getting COVID-19. It even says it on the box.
Right, because they don't want to get sued.
Like a pack of cigarettes.
Yeah.
It's going to give you cancer.
Right. But, and they don't want to get sued if somebody wears it and gets COVID.
Oh, my God.
Because they'll get the bright idea, well, I wore the mask. I'm going to sue the mask manufacturer because I got COVID. Right?
So it's
so ridiculous.
Oh, it's just so dehumanizing. It really is. I mean, I had a cousin that, like, told me to kill myself. And, you know, my
yeah,
mom.
Yeah, family's the hardest.
My mom
man.
And my cousin got into a fist fight earlier this year. My mom became a grandmother. And they're fighting in the kitchen of my, you know, grandparents' living room, and it's like, oh my God, it's just, it's absolute insanity, like, how divided we are. It's like, if we're that divided as a family, how is the world gonna look any better?
Yeah, yeah. All the more reason, in my opinion, for secession. And I don't mean just for one state, I mean for all of the states, right? It's time to, like, I don't think people are going to be able to remain united. I believe that division amongst people is natural because we all have different opinions on stuff, right? So we all need to be able to find the place where we can go with the people that we identify with, you know? And so I think the easy way out is to do voluntarily what happened to the Soviet Union, right? The Soviet Union, when they broke up, it was sort of involuntary. But the United States is uniquely positioned to already do that, already being divided into separate states. So if, you know, somebody just sort of starts the ball rolling and gets a secession movement going on, why, I think it's only a matter of time until everybody jumps on that bandwagon and secedes and becomes a little country of their own instead of, you know, and that'll reduce a lot of things. First of all, it'll eliminate the federal government. Right. And so now people can, like, oh, I don't know, keep what you earn.
I've already started my secession.
Yeah.
Started it individually. I got no use for a lot of these things.
Applause in your general direction.
We yeah. all have.
Yes, that's true. And if you're listening out there in radio land or internet land and you value freedom, you value the ideas of liberty, you know, consider joining us here in the state of New Hampshire to further this movement.
I definitely think there's strength in numbers.
I think so, too. I think there's a lot of things that can be accomplished just by living amongst people who subscribe to the philosophies of freedom.
I can tell people, anybody listening that's having an issue finding healthy food or food at all, like, I got no issue with finding food. I got three pigs earlier this year. We raised them for a few months and then had them slaughtered, and that thing exists. I mean, there's an abundance of food here. I don't necessarily go to the grocery store that much, but, you know, it's we're able to farm and get from those who maybe, or if you don't have enough room to have a farm, there's enough excess, so you can certainly get good healthy food here.
Mm.
Yeah, it's certainly available.
Might not be able to go to the grocery store without a vaccine pretty soon. They're already saying they're like training grocery store like employees to deliver vaccines and everything. It's
wow.
like,
I would want to put that in my body, getting it from.
I know that, and I've always found it ridiculous that, you know, come wintertime, you'd see the sandwich board go up at like the Walgreens or the Rite Aid, the pharmacies. Free flu shot. Now, first of all, if a shot was good for me, They wouldn't have to advertise it.
Probably wouldn't give it away either.
Nor would they give it away for free.
It's unbelievable. CVS, same deal. It's like, oh.
Yeah, so I don't understand, A, that they have to advertise, and B, that they're just going to give it away.
And it's not free because we actually paid for those vaccines. That's how vaccines get funded. It's from our pocket.
More Free Talk Live coming up, 855-450-FREE. Welcome back to the program. It is Free Talk Live, the Sunday night edition. Our toll-free number, if you'd like to join us, is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
And Bushmouth Mike.
Andy.
And we'll continue talking about, well, all sorts of things. But first, I wanted to tell you about SportKilt.com. Everyone has their own idea of what freedom is. For some, freedom is the freedom to swing free like the Scotsmen do. One of our hosts, Richie Rich, and also Mark Edge, got some great kilts from SportKilt.com. You can even see our hosts wearing SportKilt's particular form of freedom at kilts.freetalklive.com. That's kilts.freetalklive.com.
I want one.
You haven't felt freedom until you've worn a kilt from sportkilt.com. I believe, I don't know if it's expired, but if you do go there, attempt to use code FTL, as in Free Talk Live, to get yourself a bit of a discount. I'm told that these kilts are made in the USA as well. If that matters to you, that perhaps might be a thing that you are into.
Do they have a winter version?
Little wool liner?
You would have to visit Kilts.com. Kilts.freetalklive.com. There we go. Or sportkilt.com.
Try snow blowing in that thing.
Hey, I've got a winter joke for you guys. Sure. Why did the snowman pull his pants down suddenly?
Don't know.
Because he saw the snowblower coming down the street.
Ooh.
Ba-da-bum. All right. We've been talking about this article from Reason about Americans revolting against all of the ridiculous ludicrousy that governments across the country have been laying down upon their citizenry, if you want to call them that.
They're hungry.
Well, they're power hungry is what they are. And, you know, we did mention that something about terrorists. And I just wanted to reiterate to folks out there in listener land that the government had a very, very hard time defining terrorism when it wanted to go to the war on terror because they couldn't come up with a definition that didn't also include them.
Biggest terrorist there is.
Yeah. So just keep that in mind that when you're dealing with the folks in the government. The last 9 months have needlessly put small business owners and employees in the regrettable positions of watching their dreams evaporate before their eyes and their families go without basic necessities, a group commented this week on the effect of pandemic lockdowns. It calls for stripping Governor Tim Walz of his emergency powers and for ignoring restrictions so that people can decide for themselves when and how to interact. How we ever got away from this, I don't know. How anybody ever said, well, that's not for us to decide. The government's got to decide it for me.
Slow creep.
Yep.
Very, very slow creep.
And now this year it's turned into
turning the heat up on the chickens.
Yeah, on the boiling frogs.
Boiling frogs, dancing chickens.
The dial is, it's just about near boiling point.
Yeah, we're a little more than simmer.
I mean,
that's
for us, we've been there for a while.
I jumped out of that pot.
Yeah.
Ribbit.
Yeah, I reached in to try and help some of my fellow men, and they were like, "Why would you ever want to help us out of this pot? It's comfortable in here."
Wonderful. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Also, on the West Coast, many restaurants open their doors to customers despite state orders to the contrary. While some of the larger chains and corporations are following the orders, many of the mom-and-pop shops say going to takeout only would put them out of business, ABC News reported last week. The city council in Solvang, a tourism-fueled community in the Santa Barbara County, recently voted to ignore shutdown orders.
Good for them.
I was not aware of this. That threatened the local livelihoods. Officials directed that the city of Solvang will not actively enforce these latest state shutdown orders, and that the city request for the county and state regulators to prioritize education, and that they also not enforce the orders within the city limits, according to a letter from Mayor Ryan Toussaint. That's news to me.
Well, one should hope that the mayor has the pulse of the community.
Where's Right?
With their hands wrapped around their necks, you know.
Yeah. I think
like
they're
a
probably
wolf
more,
breathing down your neck.
They probably see more lost revenue than anything. So, you know, these little towns, when they begin to pinch them down like this, they're gonna suffer in city revenue or town revenue.
Yeah, I've already seen.
Where is this?
This latest bit. I mean, we're talking. This article kind of covers a bunch of different places.
Okay,
this latest one was in California, in Santa Barbara County. Many of those in the Twin Cities and Greater Minnesota restaurant industry have told the Star Tribune that they feel they may never recover. As of today, 17% of restaurants, more than 110,000 establishments, are closed permanently or long-term as a result of this year's economic distress, the National Restaurant Association announced on December 7th. Thought popped into my head right now about taxes. I saw, I don't remember where it was, the city or the state, but somewhere has already experienced or is anticipating experience lower tax revenue because of, well, they've shut all these businesses down, right? So, like, they're not going to get as much tax as they normally would.
Of course not.
They'll just hit the print. They'll just hit the print button.
Well, and they wanted to raise taxes to make up. This is what they call that. They wanted to raise taxes to make up for the shortcoming in the tax revenue.
Oh my god,
that'll work.
And it's like, just let people freaking open their businesses, and your tax revenue will come right back.
Oh,
dumbasses.
Man.
The towns and the cities will line up for their stimulus check, also.
Yeah, they sure will. Everybody's got to feed at that trough. You guys see that the latest Mad Max movie?
No.
No. Oh, there's a great scene in there where we'll call him the king, for lack of a better name for the guy. He's kind of the ruler of the area. He's in control of the water, right? And they all kind of gather around whenever he rings the bell or whatever, and they show up with their little dishes in hopes that they can get like some scraps, right? Some droplets of water that are left over. And then he'll turn the faucet on, right? And it goes over this huge, it's a huge faucet. It like soaks everybody. And then people like collect this water. And this is a metaphor for what people do to government, right? This is exactly the metaphor, right? Because all you're doing is you're getting scraps from money they already took from you.
Can I have a little drip, sir?
Yeah, and government goes, oh, we'll give you a little bit of...
Can I have a little drip, sir?
Yes, exactly.
A little drip.
They'll give you a little bit of it back if only you do some things for them. They take the money from you first. They go, oh, well, we'll give you some of it back. Yeah.
There's a great movie from 1970 called Brotherhood of the Bell. And it was all about, like, secret societies and how they take this, like, they take this blood oath and they're basically, okay... Anything they wish, they can receive, right? But then when it comes time, they're going to hand you an envelope and ask you to do something. And, like, this movie walks through with this guy, and he gets an envelope, and it's, like, a doctor. He's like, oh, this doctor is going to try to take this political position, and they were, like, basically saying, you have to prevent that from happening, or we will basically... he's like, if the doctor doesn't want to go along with it, he's like, just show him this list. And it was like, there was like 20 or 30 people that helped him get out of Soviet Russia. So by showing the doctor the list, he knew that like, if that list got out, those people would all be dead.
Right.
So when that guy showed him the list, when he was like, you can't take this job. And he was like, I'm going to take the job. And then he showed him the list. And then the guy ended up dead in the bathtub like the next day, the doctor. And it was just this really sinister movie about secret societies and how they co-opt people and blackmail people into, you know, furthering
their...
How
they keep
things secret. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and if you think your governments aren't up to those types of activities, you have a lot to learn.
Yes, yes, you do.
Continuing on, fatigue with lockdown orders was predicted by experts months ago and voiced by the public in growing numbers. Renewed restrictions are likely to be met by silent compliance, critical compliance, or visible resistance, Britain's Scientific Advisory Group for Emergencies, or SAGE, cautioned in June. Americans are far less willing to comply with shelter-in-place advice to advice. Shelter-in-place advice today than they were in the early weeks of the coronavirus pandemic this spring.
Flatten the curve,
advice.
Man. 2 weeks to flatten the curve.
Mandates are not advice. Advice is like generally on an individual basis, you know? Oh, are you having a hard time? Oh, perhaps you could pick up some new skills and increase your value and, you know, make a little extra money. You know, that's advice.
Yeah.
Advice is not, you must stay home. You cannot go anywhere.
I love how they make these.
You cannot dance or sing. It's illegal.
I love what these people do with words, man. They really, it's a spell. We're under a spell.
Yeah. I keep telling everybody that we are literally living in the plot for the movie Footloose, where it's illegal to dance and sing, right?
True story.
And Patrick Swayze ain't going to come
it's
and
time to
be
cancel,
the cooler and save us
all. It's time to cancel everything.
Kevin Bacon.
More Free Talk Live coming up, 855-453.
Moose is the German Shepherd and hasn't had any kind of health problems at all. He has been on Dynavite since he's a puppy.
DINOVITE.com.
We tell anybody that has a dog, if there was something that you could do right from the beginning so that you don't have expensive veterinary bills, why would you not do it? Get the Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Get some Dynavite. How happy your dog will be.
DINOVITE.com.
Free Talk Live.
Yes, it is Free Talk Live, the live call-in radio talk program where you can take control of the airwaves and talk about anything you would like to talk about. Or you can talk about stuff we've been talking about. Or you can talk about stuff we've talked about before. It doesn't matter. It's Free Talk Live. 855-450, free as in freedom. In the studio tonight, it's myself,
Mushmouth Mike,
and Andy.
And we're going to switch gears here. You know, sometimes heroes aren't, you don't find them where you expect to. You don't.
Certainly not in Catholic schools.
They're not who you think they would be. Sometimes you don't get the hero you want, you get the hero you need. This from themindunleashed.com.
I love it.
I'm just having a hard time.
Yeah.
12-year-old DJ gets busted for hosting an underground rave in Catholic school bathroom.
Yeah, buddy. You the man. You are my hero. You would be the coolest kid in my school.
Now, if, you know, there's listeners out there, obviously, who won't be able to see this, but there's a picture of this 12-year-old kid with headphones on and the little...
It's a moxie. You
know, some gear, two turntables and a microphone.
Oh, I love this kid. Did they arrest him?
Well, let's find out. Yeah,
and he's not wearing a mask.
Yeah, no mask. It's amazing.
A 12-year-old boy in the UK organized a rave in the bathroom of his Catholic school.
You can play some rave while you do that.
That managed to last for 30 minutes before it was shut down and his equipment was confiscated. However, his parents are backing the young DJ up.
Yeah, I don't think he just accidentally ended up having that sort of mindset.
Cale Bell is an enterprising, up-and-coming turntablist who decided earlier this month that it was time to display his talents for his mates at Urmston in the Greater Manchester region. So Bell took to Snapchat and began advertising an underground rave that would take place in the lavatory of the public school during lunch period on December 11th. Now, I'm just going to stop there because can you imagine being in school and finding out, you know, hey, man, little Billy's going to have a rave at,
let's
you know,
go
during the lunch hour. Everybody skip lunch and go.
We could take our masks off and get in the bathroom and, you know, see each other and see, you know.
We'll get back tomorrow about Kale Bell and his and his 12-year-old rave Bell. In the bathroom of his Catholic school. But first, let's go to Hank, who is calling from Florida. Hank, you are live on the air. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I'm calling from the free city of Ocala and the free county and free state of Florida.
What's on your mind, Hank?
I realized the other night after talking with y'all that I already live in a free area. We have low taxes and thanks to sales tax and other things, our property taxes are extremely low, and so are we have no state income tax.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know Florida and New Hampshire kind of they go back and forth. I think every year a couple of different publications rate the most free states according to civil liberties and, you know, taxation and all the criteria that we talk about here on the show.
You know, a lot of people that live here go that direction when it gets cold up here.
Right. So you are correct, Hank. Florida does enjoy more of that, more freedom than the average United State.
There is cities in Florida that do have more restrictions. They're usually democratically controlled. Orlando is a unique city. It sits on three different counties, Orange County, Osceola County, and Seminole County.
Mm-hmm.
So depending on which part of Orlando you're in, you may be in a freer area than other parts of the city.
Hank, your signal's kind of dropping in and out. Are you, like, speaking directly into the microphone, or are you on a speakerphone, or...?
I'm sorry, I'm on a speakerphone, and it just started storming here.
Okay.
We do get quite a bit of rain, but I'll switch to the regular.
All right, well...
But yeah, Orlando's three different counties, and they have three different set of rules, depending on the part of Orlando you're in.
Yeah.
And a lot of times, there's another community south of Ocala, the Villages, that's on three different county lines. And when one county don't let them do what they want, they kind of move their development and growth to the other county. And then pretty soon the other county's like, you spent enough money over here. Come back.
Mm-hmm. Hank, I have a question for you. In the state of Florida, are you aware of any sort of a migration movement, a freedom movement, to get people who love freedom and love liberty to come to Florida to get together with people of like minds and make changes?
No, I'm not directly aware of anything. I know I meet a lot of people every day to come here from all over for various reasons.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
You know, moving to New Hampshire isn't necessarily for everybody, but I would encourage you to, you know, start some sort of an organization of your own to at least find other people who share the philosophies of freedom so that you can know who they are and, you know, begin to form a bit of a community around those ideas and, you know, figure out ways to promote that to other people, because I think there is a lack of promotion of freedom that is going on. Most people don't understand freedom, in my opinion. And if you do, you sound like a relatively intelligent person. Help us out.
I'm a small business owner, and I speak to a lot of people, and that's one of my biggest things is freedom.
What kind of business are you in?
I fly my flag. Yeah. I fly proud. I'm all about America and, you know, freedoms that we have here that other countries
all of the enjoy. Freedoms and civil liberties we used to have, they were pretty great.
Yeah. And, you know, and like I say, in certain parts, they're still pretty good.
Hank, what do you do for business? Have you been able to stay open and push back against these orders? You said you have a small business, or?
Yeah, I repair and maintain automobiles.
Okay.
And my business has flourished this year.
That's good.
You know, it's a good time of the year. Been a good year.
Mm.
People are spending more time in their own automobiles, so that makes them take care of better.
And less money to buy new ones, so they're stuck fixing the old ones.
Yes. Absolutely.
And Hank, I would just point you towards, like, if you do want to connect with individuals who are freedom-minded, I would direct you to freedomcells.org, where there are people connecting. You go, you sign up, you create a freedom cell. There's a map. There's a geographical map. You can see if there's anyone in your area. And then we have Telegram groups and other groups that we communicate, and we're trying to build and, You know, like, exit and build the system. That's what we're trying to do at freedomcells.org. And there's over 7,000 people that have joined, more coming in every day. People are starting to sense the urgency here. I mean, it should have been here a long time ago, but...
Hey, better late than never.
Yeah, better late than never. So check that out, freedomcells.org. We could use all the help we can get, and we need to stay together.
All right,
I appreciate y'all allowing the freedom of speech on y'all's radio show. I don't always agree with what you say, and sometimes I like to play devil advocate. But at the same time, freedom of speech and freedom of life is what we all strive for.
Absolutely, and thanks for the call tonight, Hank. We do appreciate you, and good luck. And I hope that you get to remain in business, unlike hundreds of thousands of businesses that are closed right now.
Millions around the world.
Indeed. All right. So circling back to, I'm sorry, did you guys have something else? Okay. Circling back to.
We'll talk about the 12-year-old rave.
Yeah, the hero, awesome. The hero you need, not necessarily the hero you want.
Yeah. Take him over so, any day.
Cale Bell took to Snapchat, began advertising his underground rave. It would begin in the laboratory of the private Catholic school during lunch period on December 11th. The event was open to all year 8 boys at the school. Attendees would also receive complimentary soft drinks and Cadbury Twirls.
Oh, all right. He's even giving away free stuff to come. He bribed him.
He's got swag, man.
Love it.
Obviously.
Yeah. We'll talk more about this 12-year-old Cale Bell and his rave coming up on Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the program. We are into the second segment of our third hour here on the Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live, the live call-in radio talk program where you can take control of the airwaves and talk about anything you want. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
And Mushmouth Mike.
And Andy.
And we were talking about this great story of a 12-year-old DJ who got busted for hosting an underground rave in his Catholic school bathroom. We'll talk more about that in just a bit. But if you're a liberty-minded person, you can join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 28th through July 4th for ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. Andy, are you coming to this?
Yes. I don't know. I'm going to try. Okay. I'm going to try. Like I said, I got to go to North Carolina and get my girl.
I know, but this is in, you know, like July 4th.
All right.
You got time to plan.
All right, cool.
ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. That also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping, RV site, or motel room at Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th. Where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? You can relax and enjoy the camaraderie of like-minded people, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you're planning an event for ForkFest, please be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with fellow ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those can be found on the unofficial website, ForkFest.party. Mark your calendar for June 28th through July 4th, 2021, and we'll see you at ForkFest.party.
Bring your kids.
It is a family-friendly event.
Need lots of children.
Yeah, there were children of all ages from... I don't think I saw any like newborns, but I certainly saw, you know, 2-3-year-olds all the way up to 80-year-old children.
Wow, that's great.
We pull up to the gate and the kids are gone. immediately.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Kids are out of the car and gone before we can even get parked, and we usually don't see them unless they want food or need something important.
It's a fantastic time. Being around a bunch of other freedom-minded folks is probably one of the greatest times I may have ever had. And so, join us. It's a good time. It's a party. Come party with the captain. It'll be fun. So we were talking about this article from The Mind Unleashed about this Cale Bell kid. He's 12-year-old.
I wonder if that's his stage name or his real name.
It's C-A-E-L.
It's definitely, Bell, it sounds like a cool name, like a DJ.
DJ Cale Bell, right?
On the turntable
Cale
tonight.
Cale Bell.
Do they use turntables now?
In the bathroom? What do you think? Do you think they barricaded the door? Like,
well, let's find out. We know that he was giving away stuff. So it said attendees would also receive complimentary soft drinks and Cadbury Twirls. As consequence of sound noted, quote, while a school bathroom is a below average setting for such a lunch, it is certainly cleaner than your typical rave.
Maybe.
Yeah, people have no problem doing coke off the back of toilets, and it's like,
yeah,
people are afraid of Corona.
Like, I'm from the metal, music community, and I got to tell you, man, some of those venues, bathrooms specifically, like if you've been in one, you're already immune to COVID. Like you don't have anything to worry about.
Well, it's just like think about all the things that you've been through in your life, like. Most of us that are like a little older, like 30 plus, like we've lived a life, like made a lot of mistakes, been with a lot of women, whatever, like you do things like we have to take risks to live. I mean, there's inherent risks in simply being alive.
Maybe that's what he was thinking about, having a party in a bathroom.
Yeah, I love it, dude. Mm. Good on you, man.
So Cale Bell managed to sneak his speakers and other gear into the restroom and held a set for 30 minutes.
Good for him.
Before the school's authorities broke up the underground gig.
Oh, that is.
Yeah.
Good job, Mom.
Let this
Dad.
Be a lesson to all the kids who attended that whenever you try and do something fun, somebody's not going to like that you're having fun and are going to sick what's known as the authorities upon you. So these kids are actually getting probably more education from this 12-year-old throwing a rave in a bathroom than they would by sitting in their class.
This kid's going to be hella popular everywhere.
The school even confiscated his lights and speakers. So they took all his gear. It's not yours now. It's mine. Just like what the government does, wow. Right? Like government takes your stuff.
No fun.
When Cale's mother, Louise Bell, learned about her son's transgression, she wasn't peeved in the least bit. In fact, the young mom actually thought that her son's antics were ingenious, as do I. I'm like, I applaud this kid. I wish more kids were this, sort of clever.
Rebellious.
She wrote in a Facebook post, "Am I wrong for finding this funny? No, Mrs. Cale, you are not wrong. It is funny." And I hope somebody has footage. I hope one of these kids had a cell phone and
Snapchat or something that gets out there.
Bale might have footage.
Maybe. She said, "I had to laugh. It's been a terrible year, and I couldn't be angry with my son for trying to spread some cheer," she later said.
Yeah.
In an interview.
Cool family.
When I got the call, it made perfect sense, Louise continued. Cale had been up, dressed, and ready to leave for school early that morning. He was motivated, right? This is what happens when you have motivation, when you have incentive to do a thing, which was unheard of in our house, particularly during the lockdowns and the COVID 1984 style of societies that we seem to be living in. He had the biggest smile on his face, so I knew he had something up his sleeve.
She knew it.
I asked him what he was so happy about, and he told me they were having a rave in school, she added. I thought nothing of it. I didn't even think for one minute there was any truth to it. So she just thought the kid was like making something up, right? But when I heard what Cale had done, from advertising the rave on Snapchat to actually pulling it off and even providing refreshments, I couldn't help but see the funny side.
Oh, this kid is fantastic.
When Cale's father also learned about his son's antics, he was thrilled. and encouraged his son, telling him, "Go on, son." In our eyes, he hadn't done anything wrong, Louise continued. We would have been furious if the teachers had reprimanded him further past confiscating his things. So I guess they were down with taking his stuff?
I'm a guess if you're reading this on The Mind Unleashed, it sounds as good as it does. But if you're reading it on some of these other news outlets, the more mainstream, they're not quite as forgiving of his behavior.
Oh, I bet they're not. Yeah. In fact, I bet they're condemning him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're probably calling to get him strung up in a public forum.
He was probably trying to deal drugs out of the bathroom.
He was spreading COVID. You know?
Yeah. Did they have masks on? Were my kids dancing with him?
There'll be no dancing. In the potty.
Oh, that's right. We're in the Kevin Bacon version of Footloose. 855-450-3733. We've got more Free Talk Live coming up, including your calls.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions, or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BainBooks.com.
Yeah. 855-450-3733 is our phone number. That's 855-450-FREE as in freedom. We'll get to your calls and thoughts here shortly. I want to take a minute at the top of this segment to just say thank you to Mike Sylvia. Mike Sylvia is a platinum-level amplifier. What does that mean, you might ask? Well, if you head on over to amp.freetalklive.com, you'll find out all about the amplifier program. Basically, we ask you for a donation to Free Talk Live. If you enjoy the program, if you enjoy the characters that we have, if you enjoy the stories that we bring to you from the news, and if you enjoy our callers, then please consider becoming an amplifier. If you do choose to donate, what happens to your money? Well, it goes to help us get this radio program on more radio stations. We're currently on around 190 radio stations. We could be on more. We could be on 200. We could be on 250 radio stations. It's all dependent on you. So please consider heading over to amp.freetalklive.com. You do get some cool little perks and bennies when you do contribute, and there's different levels. We only ask for $5 a month. You can give more, of course. Again, more of that over at amp.freetalklive.com. Thank you again, Mike Sylvia. We appreciate your contribution to the program.
Thank you, Mike.
Thanks, Mike.
It means more coming from another Mike, doesn't it?
Mike.
Mushmouth Mike says, thanks, Mike. So just to finish off this article, the parents were like, yeah, we'd have been furious if they'd have punished him any further. Even the school had to admit that they were impressed by the lad, informing the mother that they had only confiscated his equipment because it couldn't facilitate such behavior. When asked why he'd done it, he told us school was boring and they had nothing to do at lunchtime, which is true for every school everywhere. Louise said, I wish there had been a Kale when I was in school. It would have been much more fun. Music is Kale's motivation, and we couldn't be mad at him for expressing and sharing that passion. It was very inventive of him. Amen.
Wow.
That's all I have to say.
Cool parents.
Let's go to some of your calls and thoughts. Let's first go to Peakless Mountaineer calling from New Hampshire. Peakless, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Sorry I couldn't be there in person. I just couldn't find my way down to Keene today.
Well, you're here in voice. What's on your mind?
I am. So is Andy still around?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, Andy, I just want to thank you because Hank, I think, was his name, the caller, and I was about to add to my things to talk about that he should know about freedom cells, and you were just on it.
Yeah. That's what actually changed things for me was, like, I joined in the beginning of the year, and I, like, joined a conference, and ever since I've connected with the Freedom Cell community and like put myself out there. I've connected with people in person. We've gone on trips. We've learned about guns. We've learned about Bitcoin. We've learned about trying to exit and build a better community, you know, and a better world, because kinds of people like us that don't want to wear masks. I mean, we're literally not welcome in society anymore. So we need to exit and build our own.
And I'd like to point out that all the things that you said that you've learned about, not taught in schools.
Yeah, absolutely. It's incredible the odds we're up against right now. And we really need to come together on a scale we've never seen before, because our very humanity is at stake here. It's not just freedom that's at stake. It's the 1% versus the 99%, and we're in World War III. Just because they're still dropping bombs in other countries, but...
Yeah. Well, I mean, it is the zombie apocalypse. They're just being very polite about it.
Yeah, yeah.
We never saw that coming, all.
Well, George Carlin saw it coming. He said when fascism descends on the United States, it will be wearing Nike shoes and dressed in yellow smiley faces.
With a mask.
Wow. Yeah.
Nah. Yeah.
Well, and it really is an ideological war for the nature of humanity. I mean, the number one way of recognizing a human is human faces.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like, we have a whole section of our brain that's devoted to recognizing human faces.
Yeah, and different expressions, too. Knowing when a person is frustrated or knowing when a person is happy or sad, you know, and all the micro-emotions that exist in between all of that. A whole bunch of human communication.
Valuable information.
Yeah, a whole bunch of human communication is facial expression. It's how you develop trust in a person that you've never met before. Is by literally reading their facial expressions as you converse with them.
Yeah, we were talking earlier. It's like literally they don't want us meeting. They don't want us making eye contact and actually listening and engaging with one another, because that's when we start asking questions, real serious questions about what's going on.
Yeah.
You know, and of course they don't want bars and taverns and restaurants,
churches
open, because that's
heaven forbid. Did you have bars and coffee shops where people could meet each other literally face to face?
It's like,
can we close all of them? Well, we can close most of them. Can we make sure the ones that are open don't have faces in them? Yeah. Well, maybe.
It's crazy. It's crazy this world we're in. And freedom cells, I see it as a way out. And, you know, it's a decentralized idea to, you know, meet in groups of eight or more and trying, you know, based on mutual aid and voluntary interactions, like strictly voluntary, you know, that's what we need in our society. We don't need any masters.
Yes.
No masters, no slaves.
It is a powerful tool for liberty. And I was a little bit skeptical about it until I started listening to John Bush, who made the thing. And he's one of us for sure.
He's the real deal. And and his partner, Derek Bros, he talks about how we need a conscious resistance, that if we don't evolve as individuals and heal ourselves first, like, we won't be able to build a better world. So it like starts with us, you know, and
you can follow the government without consciousness.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, that's the thing you can do without being conscious.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's intellectually lazy to just follow the government, because you're right. You don't have to think about it. You're just like, oh, well, they'll take care of it.
Yeah, we're in the middle of I think it's always been a war on consciousness, honestly, because over the years, since the beginning of our time, you know, we've had people enslaved, we've had people murdered, black people kill black people, brown people enslave brown people, yellow people kill yellow people, white people enslave white people, and it just goes on and on, and we're just in this negative loop. We're in this loop where history just repeats itself and the trauma gets carried. Because we're all intimately connected, each and every one of us. So if one person is suffering in the world, then we're all suffering. If one person is a slave, then we're all slaves. You know, that's how we need to think. And that's how we move forward and actually get through this. Because it's like, am I talking about utopia? No.
The only way to truly be free is to free others.
Yeah, yes. Exactly. Yes. You know, the word utopia literally means nowhere. That's what it means, because it doesn't exist. I'm not saying that we would live in a perfect world, but without these sick, sadistic politicians who literally traffic and rape children, and we know about it, and we just allow it, then how do you think we're going to have a society worth having
if
we just tolerate that?
You want to talk about the most repressed idea right now. Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself.
Oh, no kidding. That yeah. just
it's a million memes.
COVID and happened and he was forgotten.
Like, no matter what you think actually happened, you know that's not the truth.
Okay.
Like, we all know that they lied us into the Iraq war.
No.
And
yeah.
we all know Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself.
And yet we trust them when they come out and, you know, known career crooks lying with statistics, cooking the books.
Well, I don't trust them.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's the we?
Not you and I, but I'm saying as a society, these people are still trusting of these people.
It's well, like, yeah, they've had 12 years of public schooling to ingrain that in their brain. You know, imagine.
It's amazing what you can do with a decade of indoctrination.
Yeah, imagine, imagine if any.
15,000 hours.
Imagine if any product had that. Right, if Coca-Cola had your kids for 12 years, right, they would come out going, Coca-Cola is God. Coca-Cola is my savior. Hey, Peekless, I appreciate the call tonight.
Free Talk Live being like, hey, did you know there's this thing called water?
Thanks for the call, Peekless Mountaineer. 855-450-3733. More of your calls and thoughts and more Free Talk Live is coming up. Final segment of the Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live. We might have time. We've got some calls on hold, but you can always try. 855-450-3733 is our toll-free number. We might be able to squeeze you in. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
The mushmouth Mike.
And Andy.
We've been talking about all sorts of fun things, but let's do what we do here on Free Talk Live and go to your calls and thoughts. We've got Robert in Vermont. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live.
Goodness.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's good. On your mind, Robert?
Hey, before I get to why I called, I wanted to share with Andy. He was talking about Jeffrey Epstein. I'll tell you what. The kind of stuff that this guy did is not new.
No, okay? Not at all. Not at all. Thousands
if this
of years.
One person that really got away with a lot of this sick stuff was Roy Cohn.
Mm.
You ever heard of him?
Yep.
I mean, just a horrible human being. And he altered the future of a lot of people. That's what this does, is people that molest children, they alter, you know, their future.
Yeah,
you know, I know because that's happened to me. But I've overcome all of that. But that's a different story.
That's great to hear. That's great to hear, Robert, because, you know, I've been in dark places in my life, too, and I was, you know, I was molested as a little boy as well, and it was like, you know, I was just telling these guys that I've had these amazing experiences with plant medicines that have helped me heal and helped me address the pain and, like, go through it, you know, and come out on the other side in a good place, and I'm just happy that you came through it. But, yeah,
I mean, I could tell you that, you know, for the first 30 years of my life, I couldn't keep people from keeping their hands off of me.
Mm.
But again, that's a whole different story.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted to share, you know, why I called. And it's kind of funny because you guys were talking about this kid that had a bathroom party.
He had a rave.
And
awesome.
I found this story that came out a day or so ago. And I don't know if you've heard it, but there was a police bus down in Rainesville, Alabama,
okay,
where they went to a sewage treatment plant, and I guess they were making wine there. And
oh, my God.
Somebody must have ratted them out, and they took all their wine. They made arrests and everything.
Was it crappy wine?
Yeah.
Sewage treatment, get it crappy.
I would think being that's not a sewage treatment plant that would
wait
be.
wait, Robert, are you sure they weren't just touring the Coors Light manufacturing facility?
That's not what it says in the AP.
Go ahead.
So like I said, it just says sheriff's officials busted an illegal winery that was operating at a municipal sewage treatment plant north of Rainesville, Alabama town. That's kind of funny.
Yeah,
it's ridiculous.
I don't understand. Like, the government already tried prohibition. It didn't work. They didn't. And instead of rolling back all of the laws, they just said, well, we're going to regulate it. We're going to make you get a license. We're going to make you jump through all these hoops before you can make and sell and distribute alcohol. And it still doesn't work. People still manufacture their own alcohol. People still distribute their own alcohol. It's just now it's legal. And so now they've created criminals out of otherwise peaceful people where there's no property being harmed. There's no human beings being harmed. Production of alcohol used to be a sacred thing. The monks actually believed that it was the hand of God reaching down, turning their mixture into alcohol, because they would just leave it open and the yeast would naturally occur in the brewing process or the winemaking or the mead or whatever it was. And they thought it was the hand of God because they didn't know what yeast was. They didn't know you had to add yeast to the thing to, you know, have it eat the sugar and then it would become the alcohol. So, you know, it used to be a divine thing, alcohol. That's why it's called spirits,
yeah.
Right? But now it's evil and it's all controlled by government, which is lousy.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's not evil as long as you get it at the state-run liquor store.
Anything else tonight, Robert?
No, I think that I'm done for the evening.
All right. Thanks for your call. Have a great night. And then let's go to David in New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Jive?
Is this the – am I on the David show?
It's the guy.
Yes. Welcome to the David Olson Show live tonight. And I forget, are we having an after show, a L Captain Kick-Ass concert tonight?
No. Uh-uh.
No? Oh, you're not going to do any mental music for us tonight?
I mean, I'll think about it.
Metal music. I'm sorry. I said mental.
Have you done metal music before?
Heavy mental? Yeah.
On the after show?
Heavy mental, yeah.
What's on your mind, David?
Oh, besides Epstein Cohn, I think your theory, well, several things. I think your theory is plausible because when we were kids and drinking illegally in high school, we used to call Coors, and this is FCC legal, Rocky Mountain Coon Piss is what we called Coors.
But go ahead.
Yeah. Well, yeah, the toilet plants you were talking about making wine. And your freedom cell, I got a slogan for you. The rad new hip incel, freedom cell.
All
right. Wow, you are.
Get it?
As long as it gets us here.
You are. I mean, if I had a gong, I would ring it right now.
Cool. Yeah, well, this is the gong show. And your risky business, dude, I feel a T-shirt coming on. I feel a T-shirt. I think it would be like, I got to have more cowbell.
More cowbell is always a good thing.
Okay, so you don't like it. All right. Well, I'm going to have to go to something serious here, I guess.
Let's hear it.
Aren't you embroiled in some sort of court legal thing with some radio station somewhere that you always call about?
Well, have I talked to you about that before?
Once or twice.
Oh, okay. Well, how about we do this one then? How about Commie Bastard?
Is that a new metal band?
Yeah. Well, actually, they're not so new. They've been around a while, you know, like since the Cold War.
So they wear large coats on stage.
Yeah, they do. But, you know, our schools really suck because the call screener had to ask me how to spell commie. So that's a clue that our schools are not doing their job. But I went to Walmart and I didn't wear my mask, and the door screener guy didn't really give a damn whether I wore my mask or not. So I went in, and then I was in the store a couple minutes, and then I walked by some manager chick, and she catches me out of the corner of her eye, and she goes, "Sir, can you put your mask up over your whatever?" And so I did, and then as soon as I got out of her sight, I pulled it back down again. We went through that little routine like six more times over the next hour and a half or so. So I was like pushing the limit. And then the manager came around to me one time and was criticizing me for, I have a practice of when I do my twice yearly shopping trip, I buy quite a few things.
Yeah.
And if I see new products, like in their smoothie section, they always have new products to put in your smoothie. And I need to buy a lot of stuff because I need 6 months worth, right? But I don't want to buy stuff that's often expensive without knowing how it tastes. So what I'll do is I'll open one up and I'll taste it. And that's the one I'm going to buy for sure. And if I like it, I'll buy like six more. So, you know, I might buy $100 worth of that one thing where I would have only bought about 10 before
that.
Yeah,
most of the stores frown upon you opening their products off the shelf and consuming them while you shop. That's pretty commonly known.
Well,
I'm curious, you know, David, why didn't you just not wear a mask at all?
Well, at first I didn't. I walked in without it, and then it's a matter of playing the game. You know, how long do you want the game to last? So I decided, well, I'll put it up, but I won't have it cover my nose. Or actually, I didn't have it on at all at first, and then after a few minutes, I put it on around my neck, and then for New Mexicans, this is the Berlin, New Mexico Walmart store, and I put it around my neck, and then that's when the chick told me to put it up over my face, and so I did, and then I just kept pulling it down. I'd pull it down until somebody would tell me to put it back up, and then I'd pull it down, and we played that game.
Just take it off.
Do you suppose, David,
that perhaps
the governments aren't making folks mask up because of COVID or because they're control freaks, but because people are just freaking ugly?
Yeah, well, that would apply in my case, but... You know, I'm not sure what their true motives are. Oh, but hey, you know what? I did have a face-to-face one-on-one, and I'm probably the only person listening right now that has had this face-to-face one-on-one private conversation with Sam Walton. And he was a really, really cool guy, and I do not think he would have approved of the way his employees are treating people.
I wish
and
I had the bottom line theme is, song running, from the Waltons to queue up.
The bottom line is... These Nazis, I bet you half of them didn't graduate from high school. They're all in their 20s, and they're telling people what to do, and it resembles a bread line, and they resemble having some
power. All right, thanks
power,
for the call like tonight, David. We appreciate you. That's all the time we have for tonight. Thanks to our listeners. If you missed any part of the show and you want to check us out at the archives, go to freetalklive.com. I'll be back in tomorrow for the Monday night edition. Thanks. Peace.
So the protection of life, liberty, and property is what the Free State Project is all about. But it's an effort to move 20,000 people who understand.
It's about demonstrating to the entire country
that, yeah, we can have a free market, a truly free market.
Making it just a freer, great place to live.
It's the world's largest voluntarist libertarian community, and it's only getting bigger.
That's amazing, to be able to move to a place where other people like passionately believe in being free and independent.
What the Free State Project is managing to do, though, is to put their money where their mouth is. Physically getting up across the country and saying, let's go someplace and let's demonstrate the power of these ideas. There's a lot of kind of philosophy that surrounds liberty. There's a lot of thinking about it and talking about it. But here in New Hampshire, people are doing it.
101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire, a documentary by Free State Project Early Movers. Watch it free at 101reasonsfilm.com. 101reasonsfilm.com.